public hearing.
We're called for the public hearing. We've got three different ordinances. Ordinance 6, 2017, it's additional appropriation for edit for $150,000 to KCDC and $6,738 for the Riverwalk inspection. The next one is ordinance 7, 2017, additional appropriation for Pioneer Oil for $20,000 from edit. $4,500, 4,571 from edit for Lock Mueller Group for second Niblack. And then another 20141 for edit for Lock Mueller also. Ordinance 8, 2017 from the police pension fund for retirement for $85,000. Come on up and speak if you'd like to speak on either one of these, on any of these ordinances.
Mr. President, on ordinance 6, 2017, that was also on our public hearing from last month. I don't know if it's on there for the addition or change.
Yes, and it had gotten to us too late for it to be in the paper.
And so we have to do it again?
Yes. And it changed because it had already been appropriated part of it last year that was encumbered.
Okay, if nobody's going to speak on these ordinances, we'll call the public hearing over.
Call order to council meeting for February
13th. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Tim Brian Grove.
Here.
Dwayne Chapman.
Here.
Dan Ravlett.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Jim Westphal.
Here.
Okay. Motion for adoption of the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call for question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Ravlett.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Jim Westphal.
Yes.
The agenda is adopted by vote 7-0. Approval of the minutes for the January 23rd meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion second by Councilman Westphal. To approve the minutes as presented.
Question. So, should we remove that ordinance 6, 2017 out of our minutes for last month since we didn't?
You can vote on it. You just have to, public hearing was tonight. Okay. That was first reading.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Ravlett.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Jim Westphal.
Yes.
The minutes are approved by vote 7-0.
Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Committee chair reports.
Signing things to ask our fire chief, Mr. Mayor, city council members. Just want to kind of keep you guys up to date on our equipment bond. The fire truck went out to bid last Friday. We will be opening bids on it on the 27th. Last week, we took delivery of our new radios. For each of the firefighters. These are special firefighter radios, which is going to make it much safer for the firefighter. Through your guys' cooperative effort, I know the last couple of years, we've been able to outfit each of the firefighters with new breathing apparatus, bring them up to the current standards with them, the new radios, turnout gear, and I'm now looking at being able to look at things like helmet and boots to make sure that those are up to standards now. So I want to thank the council and the mayor for what you have done for us as far as that goes. And we also today took delivery of the new battalion truck through the equipment bond, so we have things moving along, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll know which fire truck we're going to buy.
Chief, rough estimate from when we would see the new truck?
The actual bid time, I put in the specs as 288 days. That's from when the bid is awarded at the pre-con conference, if you will. So less than a year, we should take delivery of the truck. Because as you know, each one's built, you know, specific, or is custom built. Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Okay, we move on to all business. First up is ordinance 2017. This is rezoned for legal, the first reading of February 7th. Now, this is the first reading of January 9th, and we have a plan.
Make a motion, we read the approved ordinance 2017.
Second. Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Council Westfall, we have second reading of ordinance 2017.
Ordinance 2-2017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending ordinance 23-2005 of the City of Vincennes, said ordinance having been approved 27th day of March 2006 and being known as the zoning ordinance of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, and declaring emergency sections 1 through 3, rezoning the tract from residential to I-2, I believe. That's the question I want to know. They call for the question. Pay attention.
Okay. Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Avlett?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Cheryl Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Second. The ordinance 2017 passes by 47.
Make a motion to third reading on ordinance 2-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall, and third final reading of ordinance 2-2017.
Ordinance 2-2017, omitting formal parts containing sections 1 through 3, rezoning to I-2.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brad Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Revlett?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 2-2017 passes by vote of 7 to 0.
Appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Next up is ordinance 3-2017, District Appropriation Ordinance from Vendetta on the River Walking Voice for $14,002.08. Also from Evans. River Boat. Ordinance batteries for the Parks Department EPD, $13,001.32.
Motion to approve ordinance 3-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 3-2017.
Ordinance 3-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from edit. $14,353 Riverwalk Project, and from Riverboat Fund, Oregon Battery for UTV to water and maintain Riverwalk, $13,002.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 327, passed by vote of 7-0.
Motion to approve ordinance 327.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilman Ravalette, and third and final reading of ordinance 327.
Ordinance 327, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2 for Riverwalk and for Oregon Battery.
Discussion?
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 327, passed by vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 527, additional appropriation ordinance for YMCA, transportation station for January $37,500, the first reading of January 23rd.
Motion to read and approve ordinance 527.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, and second reading of ordinance 527.
Ordinance 527, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, from edit to YMCA for the Van Gogh Program, $37,500.
Discussion?
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
I do need to remember the board, I abstain.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 527, passed by vote of 6-0, with one extension.
Make a motion to read and approve ordinance 527 for third reading.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, and third and final reading of ordinance 527.
Ordinance 527, containing sections 1 and 2, additional appropriation from edit to YMCA Van Gogh Transportation Program, $37,500.
Discussion?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Abstain.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 527, passed by vote of 6-0, with one extension. Next up is ordinance 627, additional appropriation ordinance, it's $150,000 for KCDC, out of edit, $6,738 from edit for Riverwalk inspection.
Motion to approve ordinance 627.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, and second reading of ordinance 627.
Ordinance 627, sections 1 and 2, additional appropriation from edit to KCDC annual disbursement, $150,000, from edit to Riverwalk inspection invoice, $6,738.
Discussion?
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 627, passed by vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 627.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, and third and final reading of ordinance 627.
Ordinance 627, additional appropriation, sections 1 and 2, from edit for KCDC and to Riverwalk inspections to RQAW.
Discussion?
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 627, passed by vote of 7-0. Move to new business, first up is ordinance 727, additional appropriation ordinance from edit, Pioneer World for $20,000, Lock Mueller Group for second midlife for $4,548.71, and Lock Mueller Group for second midlife for $201.41 for a total of $24,751.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 7-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal, have first reading of ordinance 7-2017.
Ordinance 7-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2 from edit for Pioneer Oil Incentive, Lock Mueller Group, and Lock Mueller Group, total $24,751.
Discussion.
Second amendment, Black. Are we still waiting on the AT&T?
Yeah, AT&T, it should be done this week.
Once they're done, we're ready to roll, correct?
I think that's where they go. That's what I'm thinking, holding this up.
All right. And the annual incentive for Pioneer, how many years is that?
Five, and I think this is our second.
Right, that's right.
And just so you know, that KCDC was also matching that $20,000 for 5 years.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 7-2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 8-2017, additional appropriation of ordinance from Hood's Pension Fund, and hope retirement, $85,000.
Motion to approve ordinance 8-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal, for the first reading of ordinance 8-2017.
Ordinance 8-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, from Police Pension Fund, $85,000.
Discussion.
I need to add something. After they told us it was $85,000, and we advertised that they came over later and said they refigured, and it's $85,301.28, so we will be doing another additional for $301.28.
Is that not something they can just take down payroll? Or is it
it's in the pension fund.
Okay. Or someone could make a motion to amend this appropriation.
I'll make a motion
to do that. To amend the
$1.28.
Got a motion to amend this ordinance to $85,301.28 by Councilman Westphal, second by Councilman Ravalet. Any discussion?
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Jim Westphal?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And that is approved by a vote of 7-0. Now we need to go back to the first reading. Any questions on his retirement? This is.
I can.
He is an IRS officer in the old pension, so we are responsible for that. But then we did get reimbursed.
Denny Holt is the last officer on the Vincennes Police Department that's on the old plan for police and firefighters pension. And so what will happen on there, he is eligible for the drop, which is what he has done for the last 3 years. And he'll be leaving here in March. And that is the amount that's his drop amount that he will be paid out. And then the city will ask for reimbursement from the state, and they will receive reimbursement back after the fact on that.
And you said he's the last.
He's the last guy on the old plan. Everybody else has already either been taken over by the state or we're all on the newer plan.
Anybody, either police or fire, to take a drop now to pay for the state.
Right. So it should be the last time we deal with that, I think, as far as the police department goes.
Question?
Shirley Rose? You did an amendment.
This is the amended one.
Okay. Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 8/2017, passed by.
Just need to change that on the official contract.
Next up is ordinance 9/2017, amending chapter 72, stopping standard parking.
Motion to approve ordinance 9/2017.
Second.
Motion by President Quinn, second by Council Westfall, to read and approve, or first reading of ordinance 9/2017.
Ordinance 9/2017, ordinance of the common council, amending chapter 72, stopping, standing, and parking. These are some cleanup on chapter 72 that corrected some typographical errors that were in the code. And on section 2 of the ordinance, waiving fees for persons in possession of a BMV-issued handicap parking license plate or placard. And the license plate has to be, or the placard has to be registered to the same address as the handicap sign.
I mean, that's something as simple as them just informing us about that, correct?
When they come in to not pay the fee, they ought to tell us.
Or when somebody requests this, they have to prove from the license bureau that they have him in a plate or placard.
That's it?
Right now, the request is a letter from the doctor.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 9/2017, passed by a vote of seven to zero. Should we go ahead and do second, third, and does it? Put off to next?
It's up to the...
Because this isn't spending any dollars, this is just...
Just cleaning up the code of ordinances.
Make a motion to suspend the rules and have a second and third reading. Ordinance 9/2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Groves, second by Council Westfall, to suspend the rules and have a second and third reading of ordinance 9/2017.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Reading the rules will be suspended by a vote of seven to zero. Second.
Make a motion to have second reading of ordinance 9/2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Groves, second by Council Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 9/2017.
Ordinance 9/2017, section 1 and 2, section 1, cleaning up some typographical errors in the permit parking process. Section 2 is adding a waiver of fees for persons in possession of handicap parking plates or placards. Section 3, effective upon passage.
Discussion.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 9/2017, passed by a vote of seven to zero.
Third reading for ordinance 9/2017.
Second.
Motion by President Quinn, second by Council Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 9/2017.
Ordinance 9/2017, an ordinance of the common council of the city of Vincennes, Indiana, amending chapter 72, stopping, standing, and parking, sections 1, 2, and 3.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Revellet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 9/2017, passed by a vote of seven to zero. Next up is ordinance 10/2017, additional appropriation ordinance from Riverboat for $125,000 for low financial assistance.
Motion to approve ordinance 10/2017.
Second.
Motion by President Quinn, second by Council Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 10/2017.
Ordinance 10-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, from Riverboat for financial software upgrade, $125,000.
Discussion.
How long will we expect this update to last? I know what technology is going to up in the air and those kind of things.
It's with the new financial company, so.
All right, so we're just flipping those things over. We've got an annual fee that we usually pay, correct?
Right.
And this is actually changing from Keystone?
Yes.
All right, so we're switching from Keystone to Lowe.
And the reason being, we had just had another request to update our server for this building to handle the Keystone software. And we were told that that software is really outdated and that if we go with a new one, we won't need that better server. Plus, there are many problems that the clerk treasurer's office has with reports and canceled checks and all kinds of problems with the system we have now. It's creating a headache. Even the accountants we work with said that all over the state people have this, the Keystone have problems with this program.
So we pay this conversion or to get into the system, and then we've got just an annual maintenance and update fee, correct, after that?
Yes.
And also through this, we'll go to get pay stubs.
Right, pay stubs will be online. W-2s will they go online and get their W-2s, so we won't be buying those forms. And.
But this is financial software, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's tough.
And this is the one that's recommended by the state? Huh? You said this is the one recommended by most of the people in the state?
Yes. This is, Sharon's checked into.
I checked with a financial company up in Indianapolis who deal with the different systems, and they said everybody has trouble with Keystone, and that Lowe is the easiest and the best one. They absolutely love working with people who have Lowe. Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chatton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 10-2017, passing by vote of 7-0. Next up is claims.
Motion to approve the claims, $1,017,813.79.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $1,017,813.79. Any discussion?
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalet?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And the claims are paid by vote of 7-0. Under miscellaneous, I want to discuss the grant the police department received for their windows and masonry work. If you remember back when they applied for this, it's a $50,000 matching grant. We put $52,000 towards it. Well, we've got two bids in today, one for masonry and one for windows. The total of those bids come to $157,000 to $58,000, which is about $58,000 more on those bids than what we were putting towards this. My question is, and Michelle Carrico with SIDC is going to check with me on to make sure, see if we can't adjust this, like do windows and not masonry, or vice versa, or if we have to do it all for this grant to be good. And we're running out of time. It took a while for them to do all the specs together and then to do these windows, and I think this grant has to be done by June, early June. So, it's not like we can go back and rebid this. So if we're told we have to do it all or nothing, I need your approval that you will commit another $58,000 towards this, up to $58,000 to cover that, if that's the case. It may come back that all we'll do is the windows, and this is a new point, but just in case, I want to make sure everything's done in time to get everything completed by the machine.
And the big fear being that we could lose out on this, correct?
Yes. And she's going to check. It may be that we can do the windows and then go back and apply for the masonry and another thing.
So if we have approval now, it gives flexibility for us to be able to, if we need to strike now, do everything, and we just get it done, correct?
If we, I don't want to put you in a spot where this isn't approved, and then the DNR says, no, it's all or nothing, we'll put it on our time before we come back and get more.
And then we lose that grant money?
Yes.
Basically.
I just want to make sure that you guys are on board if we move forward with this, put it to $8,000.
Doesn't seem like an option. Work has to be done anyway, and if we don't approve the 58, then we lose 50. So.
I'm sure Bill a couple times is definitely prepared.
He's worth it.
There's not going to be a lot of other situations where we're going to have money like that coming our way, so I mean, you might as well get it done now when we can, and be flexible enough to be able to get it done now, whatever they come back and tell us.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to take it out.
Anybody else have anything on this along this? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn. We are done.